It's Monday, the 25th of September, 2023.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sun up until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. None other than Courtney Barnett from Melbourne, Australia, with the song Different Now. What a great song that was. Kind of reminds me of the heydays of the Concretes, the glory days, the best days of the Concretes. Hope you liked it too. If you did, definitely pick that up so you can listen to it on repeat over and over the same way I have. Speaking of things I've listened to a lot lately, how about this next band, Islands? That's right, Islands are back. I think they actually did have an album a couple of years ago, but I missed it entirely. So to me, it was like their first album in, you know, 7 years or something. But I haven't actually checked out the one that came out a couple of years ago. I just realized it when I was preparing for the show. But anyway, they got a new record. It is called And That's Why Dolphins Lost Their Legs, which is a great name for an album. And we're going to hear two songs from it, two of my favorite songs, though there's many, many good ones. So the songs we're going to hear are Life's a Joke and Headlines, both by Islands. From Montreal or Los Angeles, if they've moved, I don't know. Their Bandcamp says Los Angeles, but I think of them as being a Canadian band. So who knows? Your guess is as good as mine where Islands is from at this point, but it doesn't matter because they make good music wherever they're living. So without further ado, Islands, Life's a Joke, and Headlines right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. slow, or we don't even go. Maybe we should fight somewhere in the field at night. Strongman coming for the scarecrow. Strongman coming for the scarecrow. No brains in the meadow. I was amenable, but this petrochemical. So now I need relief. Immaterial, it beggars some belief. Yeah. Change, yes, greed.
Reading aloud your chapter and verse, it's got me so beat down that I might order a hearse. I got no room and I feel all alone. Still, it feels like you could eat me out of house and home. In my headline.
Stephen Colbert, how did you and your wife meet?
I had been given the ultimatum by my girlfriend at the time in 1990 that we were, you know, we're going to either get married or break up, like we're going to fish or cut bait, which didn't make a lot of sense to me because it didn't seem like she liked me that much. And I even said that, I don't think you like me that much. And she goes, no, we're going to get married or whatever. So and I loved her. And so I flew home to South Carolina.
That's coming through. The love you have for her is coming through.
I flew home to South Carolina because I said, I'm going to go home and think about this, because she wanted an answer. So I'm going to go home because I think more clearly back in South Carolina. So I flew home. My mom picked me up at the airport.
That must have been really reassuring to her, by the way. Just let me get on a plane and cross state lines to think about it.
Get as far away from you as possible without leaving the continent. And my mom said, hey, boy, what's on your mind? You seem distracted. And I said, oh, I told her about Anne. She said, well, do you love her? And I said, yeah, I think so. And she said, do you want to marry her? I said, I don't know. And she goes, I don't know isn't good enough. And then I had a week to kill. And because like, oh, okay, that's clear. And that night, she goes, hey, your sister can't go to the theater. You want to come with me? It was the world premiere of Philip Glass and Allen Ginsberg's The Hydrogen Jukebox, which I do not recommend. And I walk into the lobby and I see this woman, I think, for the first time, not girl, I think woman for some reason. I see this woman across the lobby looking really good in a black linen dress. And I thought, her, you're going to marry her. And that's Evie. And then we did not actually, I did not talk to her at the theater after it was over because my mom was involved with the theater. We were invited to the party for the artist afterwards. And she came up to me and like reached across me at the like buffet table, like where the little cubes of cheese are. She reached across me for like a strawberry. And I went, that's that woman. She wants me to say hi to her. And I turned around. We realized that we had grown up two streets away from each other and had been shooting eyes at each other across the lobby. And then we're suddenly both embarrassed that, oh, wait, I do know you. And you know all my friends, but she went to the girls' school and I went to the mostly just boys' school. And that's how we met that night. And we talked for 2 hours and now we have three kids.
And is that word for word how you described that encounter to the girl who was in Chicago waiting to hear your decision?
That's exactly
now, here's the thing. Okay, so we have this fantastic...
I am not going to marry you, but I am going to marry the first woman that I met in South Carolina. It was not my mother.
All right, let's get caught up. After Islands back there, we heard a band from Brooklyn, New York called Cut Worms. What a name for a band, Cut Worms. Now, the two songs we heard, I'll Never Make It and Too Bad. Too Bad in particular, just super duper strong. Those are both off the self-titled album Cut Worms by this band, Cut Worms. Have I said Cut Worms enough times? It's not a thing I even like saying particularly, but and yet I've managed to say it like a dozen times. Yeah, Cut Worms. Yes, that's the band. Okay, the album's also Cut Worms. You're not going to want to miss that because it's got a lot of great songs on it. Cut Worms, you can really count on them too to give you some good music on their album, Cut Worms. Okay, then after Cut Worms, we heard a band from Los Angeles called Worn Tin. The song we heard was Act One. That was the first of two songs off their Act One / All I Want to Do EP. And All I Want to Do, not a cover of Sheryl Crow. That's all I'll say about it. But Act One, very good song, and I like it a lot. So I thought I'd put it on the show. All right, up next from Montreal, we're going to hear Evelina Brochu. This was another recommendation by a longtime listener, Pascal. He's the one who keeps me in the loop with what I should be knowing about from Montreal. So I'm very appreciative of him for the hot tips. So he told me about this chick, and I had never heard of her. She's apparently an actress on some TV shows I've never seen. Anyway, she's got this new record. It's coming out very soon, like this week. It's called La Danger, and she's released a couple songs from it, which we are going to hear both of right now because they're awesome. The first is called Another Life, but in French, and then the second one is Paris, which is just called Paris, because I can say that word. I hope you like them as much as I do. They're super good. Pascal was right. This band, super great. So check out Evelina Brochu right now with Another Life and Paris. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Regardez par terre. façade couleur crème et tes petits trottoirs, tes passages centenaires et ta lueur d'espoir. Paris,
said as we were standing in the kitchen at your brother's barbecue. I make my way into the backyard. I'm diving in the pool cause I want you. Yes, I think too much. We're surrounded by the lions and I'm a baby giraffe. You are turning up the TV. You are finishing your drink. I am tightening my bonnet as I vomit in the sink. Cause I want you. Everybody's got something to lose.
We'll be right back.
right, let's get caught up one last time. After Evelina Brochubek there, we heard Carter Vale from Nashville, Tennessee, doing the song I Want You. That was the song that he just said, like, I want you, over and over again, like a million times. Very catchy song. It occasionally veers into some sort of territory I don't like, but then it swerves right back into the lane where I can get down with it. So I hope you liked that song as well. If you did, check out Carter Vale. Maybe you like some of the other stuff too. Okay, then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs in a row by a band from Detroit, Michigan called Blum. Blum? I'm going to say Blum. B-L-U-H-M. Blum? Bloom? I don't know. Either way, they're from Detroit. We heard two songs. First, Honey, I'm Afraid, and then I Just Keep On Feeling Fine. Both very great songs. They kind of remind me of Pure Bathing Culture a little bit or something. Very good stuff. I hope you like Blum as much as I did. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show from the UK, Barnaby Keane. That's the name of the band. Never played him on the show before. Never heard of him until recently. Barnaby Keane. Very good. We're going to hear this song, Trust Me. It is great. Trust me. It's a great song. I super love it, so I saved it for last. Here we go. Without further ado, Barnaby Keane with Trust Me, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds in My Head. It for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was T-Suxit by Islands. I also talked over The Music Box Dancer by Frank Mills and David's Dance by the Irving Fields Trio. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You'll find links to where you can follow me on social media or a playlist for season 20 on Spotify where I put all the songs I play on the show into that playlist. You can just follow it right there on Spotify, find all the music I play on the show in a playlist without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always love to hear from you. Talk to you again soon on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.